Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is of our discussion for this Friday, first Friday of January. Hello, it's the 6th of January, isn't it? That's it. We've got it. We're all done, Jay. We can go home now.
We are. We're already in the weekend. Might as well call the year over.
That's right. Take a long walk on a short pier. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of celebrity news, conversation about what's happening around the country and around the world, as close as we can get to your home and to your heart. A lot of good news as well. Let's take a gander at this startup that is capturing CO2 by injecting it straight into volcanic rock. A lot of people may not understand how this all works, but this startup company growing minerals by capturing CO2, which is carbon dioxide as opposed to CO, which is carbon monoxide, they're grabbing it in the air and storing it underground. There are a lot of fertile grasslands in this part of Kenya, but there are some parts that are very barren as well. You go from beautiful, green, lush areas in this part of Africa to desert. And there is, when there is desert, as most of you know, I always like talking about the photosynthetic process. I feel like I'm a science prof when I talk about that stuff. You know what I mean, Jay?
Here I am, Dr. Steffen, professor of garbage.
Anyway, this has been a part of our understanding of how the world changes, too. Because wherever there are lots of trees, there's lots of oxygen, and there isn't the CO2 is taken from the air by the photosynthetic process. But if there aren't any trees around, then what happens? Right? And so they have
Think about how there are so many big cities who are starting to put trees and bushes and plants on their roofs.
Mm-hmm.
And how there is, why am I forgetting about the big park? What's the name of the big park in New York City? My goodness, that completely lost my brain.
Yes, Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, so this is something that's cool. Shows man's ingenuity, much as anything else. The abortion situation, the Roe v. Wade situation, this has been something that was talked about a whole lot last year, and I suppose it will continue this year in a manner of speaking, depending on what issue comes up. The suicide rates among women, the reports in from last year, and because there is restricted access to abortion and health care services for women, that seems to have increased the risk of suicide among women who are the age, if you will, reproductive age. And so the study, which came out this week, analyzes the 21 states that enforced at least one targeted regulation of abortion providers between 74 and 2016. 1,300 abortion restrictions, including efforts to prohibit the procedure after 6 weeks. And I'm not looking at a list of the states, but I can tell you pretty much what the states are. And so the research shows that the average annual suicide rate among women of reproductive age was nearly 6% higher, 6% higher than years before enforcement of these various laws. So denial of abortion services being linked to increased stress and anxiety among women. What do you think of that? Is it something that
it's heartbreaking.
You and your friends talk about?
I think about it. Absolutely mm-hmm. heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But also suicide in general, the topic is just, it's one of those things that there should be more help. We should be We should feel more comfortable talking so much more openly about it.
We should, but we don't. And why don't we? What is there about this? What is there about the... What it is, I don't get it. I don't know why we, maybe it's because I'm an empath.
But there's still so much information in the sense of people, there's still that thought process of people are weak if they want to do this, which is completely inaccurate. People are selfish if they do this. Completely inaccurate.
And what, selfish if they commit suicide?
If they die by suicide, yes. Mm. There's still that narrative.
I think there is something to that. I think there is something.
And there's also even not just suicide, but the pure process of acknowledging one needs help and asking for help. That is still in our society.
That's important.
Looked down upon, and it's a shame.
Yeah. Be tough. Be strong. Your parents would be proud of you if you stand up to that bully or whatever. And that's another part of the human condition. Why is it that people are... It can be such bullies. Some people can be so, and it's because of their own insecurities. That's really where bullying comes from.
When
it always
comes
from.
When we look at children, most times school bullies are because they are the victim of bullying in their own home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fathers, there are lots of, there was a recent television show, I can't remember which one it was, I think it was a Law and Order, about this father who would beat up his son if he didn't do well playing hockey. And you can't imagine, I don't, in my circle anyway, and yours too, I'm sure, how is it that you, how do you come to that, how do you come to be that egotistical? Right? That's what you are. You're an egomaniac. You want your, I want to be proud of my son. Yeah, okay. And make sure he doesn't grow up like you, you chump. Is that too direct?
No, it's pretty accurate, and it's just it's a cycle. That's one of the bad things, is it is a cycle.
Question comes on some of the sports news. A lot of people are talking, as you can imagine, about Damar Hamlin and what's happened to him. There are a couple of other sports stories this week that I thought was interesting. Scott Stallings is a PGA pro. He didn't get invited to the Masters. It was said, well, the one who was supposed to get it didn't get it. Somebody else named Scott Stallings got the invitation. You would think that they'd know who the right person was. Anyway, this guy was puzzled that got the invitation. He's a real estate agent. Yeah, right.
This is one of those times where you can't help but think of whoever was the one getting the address, sending the email. You had one job.
Yeah, right, and you screwed it up. Yep. Congratulations. Yeah, it's just how far do you go to it? The mix-up is the mix-up. We all have our mistakes. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
mishap, yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I'm not a PGA fan. I'm not a golfer. He was watching all the pros post their invites on social media, and he said, well, where's mine? So,
Yeah.
So the other Scott Stallings from Georgia sent a message to the golf pro telling him he had erroneously received the invitation, and he figured that out, so they managed to switch and got it, and yada, yada, yada. Do you play golf? Have you ever played golf?
I have. It's fun. Not competitively or anything like that, but just, going to the links and hitting.
What about it? What do you find fun about playing golf?
The activity of it itself. You swing the club, you see where the ball goes. When you get a real, because I'm not good at it at all, but I still enjoy it. And when I get that really good hit or swing or whatever, it's fun. When the ball goes into the air and actually goes somewhere, goes where I meant it. And
to go.
For it to go. It makes me very proud. It's a lot of fun. It's also leisurely, too.
It depends on whether, if somebody behind you pushing you to get, let's go, let's keep moving. I took Miles, my grandson, who's here for the week, over to a enclosed putt-putt area. We did last summer. He seems to really like it, so it's fun. It's a little competition, and, you like to see them win or do well or get excited. My grandson gets excited about everything, so as you can hear in his voice when he was here with us yesterday. But it's for me, maybe it's because of the relationship I had with my father. My father was a championship golfer. He had like a 2 handicap when he was 88, you know, that kind of stuff. He played it every day of his life. And I never, but my interest focus has never been toward athletic pursuits, but especially golf. Chasing that golf. Imagine the people, this is what gets me. Why would you want to wander around the same course every day, see the same holes, see the same trees, and in many cases see the same people? Every day, it's just when everybody, but everybody's different. See, that's what makes the world go
around. People go to the same park all the time to play chess or checkers, or they go to the batting cages. They go play soccer. It's whatever pitch you're on, it all looks the same.
Yeah, it does. All right, so let's have some thoughts about the new year, as this is the first week, the first full week of January. Lots and lots of people are doing lots and lots of work on their bodies to lose weight. It's a simple thing to do. Well, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. Depends on you and what you really have made up your mind to do. If you didn't take my advice in November and get on to Calitrin so you didn't have to lose weight. Some people, I was talking to somebody yesterday, gained 15 pounds over the holidays. That's not unusual, especially if you're not exercising or moving around much. So if you go to toploss.com, you can see how the program will work for you that's set up there by Calitrin. They have advisors. They have information about success stories. They have info about what is in this weight loss formula. I can guarantee you you'll like it because it doesn't do anything but help you. There's nothing, there's no stimulants in it or drugs, none of that sort of thing. And all kinds of endorsements from all kinds of people who have done very, very well on the number one healthy weight loss product in our country. Safe weight loss. Calitrin capsules are available now. You can buy 4 months and get 4 months free. That's the New Year's deal. Check it all out at toploss.com. And when you use the discount code Doug, get free shipping as well. Lose weight. Check out Calitrin at toploss.com.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Was that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Thank you. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on Friday, the 6th of January. This is the portion of this hour in which we go through social media trending stories, some of the celebrity news, and if Prince Harry isn't a celebrity, I don't know who he is. The Duke of Sussex was 12 years old when his mother died in that car crash. And now he has a different angle on it that he's been talking about. And we'll. I'm teasing you a little bit. I'll share the details and not spare them from you right after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
All right, so Jay, what do you make of this story from the head, the mind, the mouth of Prince Harry,
it's
saying that he first thought his mother faked her death?
Yes, yeah.
To escape the press.
Yes, and he points out that she was miserable. He knew she was miserable. She was hounded, harassed, lied about, lied to. And he was thinking, well, maybe she staged this accident as a diversion to run away. And as a young child, he was 12 when Diana died, weeks away from turning 13. Mm-hmm. And he had said that he always kind of felt like people around him were always lying to him and hiding things. But he always felt like his mother was honest. And so it just was kind of like these suspicions grew that maybe she faked her own death. And then once he accepted it, years later, he asked his assistant or somebody to kind of look into some things and his press secretary to get the secret police files on the crash, the detailed photos and everything. When he's looking at them, he talks about how he sees these almost halos and auras around her. There's these lights, and then he realizes that's paparazzi flashes. These are human beings who are just taking pictures of a situation rather than helping her. And that
is
the realization
true.
Of the last thing his mother saw on Earth was the flash of these bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just heartbreaking. And then he also says how he went through the tunnel years later, and this speed bump that was supposed to seem he built it up in his mind as this treacherous thing that sent the car flying, was almost nothing. And then later that same day, William was in Paris as well, so the two rode the tunnel together again, and they were just kind of like, this doesn't make any sense. And they felt like the report itself was an insult and filled with errors and these gaping holes, and it caused more questions than answered any of them. And apparently the two brothers wanted to reopen only to be told no by the, quote-unquote, the firm, the powers that be, all of that.
Hmm. You know what I've always thought, when this first happened, getting pieces of it, that it was murder. And there were other things that happened, and the royal family was behind it. There were those.
That was one of the top stories that, what was it, the National Enquirer ran with.
Right, yeah. That somehow or other, or the firm was responsible because there was too much attention on Diana and not enough on the Queen and not enough on Charles. There were those things. And I'm still not convinced that that isn't what happened, frankly. When you look at it, I've been through that tunnel. And I don't get it, frankly. I get the paparazzi chasing him around, and I get that the driver was drunk, but I don't get all of the pieces as they have been put together. So maybe there's more to be learned, in fact, after all. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an attention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVIDpayment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 3 days, 11 votes, and still no Speaker of the House. Democracy continues to run her course as frontrunner Kevin McCarthy continues to negotiate with GOP holdouts. The voting process resumes today. Mexico's defense minister announced Mexican security forces on Thursday arrested cartel leader Ovidio Guzman, son of jailed kingpin El Chapo Guzman. News of Thursday's arrest sparked violence throughout the state of Sinaloa. After allowing millions of illegal immigrants to enter the United States in the last 2 years, President Biden is blaming Republicans for the border crisis.
It's clear that immigration is a political issue that extreme Republicans are always going to run on. But now they have a choice. They can keep using immigration to try to score political points, or they can help solve the problem. They can help solve the problem and come together to fix the broken system.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 34 after the hour, it's Friday. I think we've established that, Jay, don't you? That it is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And this
no
week
more
has
until the weekend.
No. it's been a one of those strange weeks. The way this business works, there's no real free time, and there's no getting away from all of the things that are stirring around us. The stalemate over who the speaker is. Is it McCarthy's last stand? The border security, the fact that Joe Biden's going down there this weekend has to be because of all of the focus on it. Certainly the Bills player who had the heart attack and how it was all there. I think the NFL is hiding a lot of information here, don't you?
I don't know.
You don't think so, or you don't know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think they are?
No, I don't. No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it just seems.
I've seen a lot of different things where you have some of the people who are saying it was that at the very right moment that caused the cardiac arrest. It could be some different underlying issue. Other people who are saying it's regarding the COVID vaccine.
Yes.
There are so many different people, and including in the medical profession as well, chiming in on this. What I want to hear, or whom I want to hear from, are the doctors actually practicing on him and seeing what they have to say about everything.
Isn't there something about
waking up? Or he has woken up.
Yeah, he's woken up.
And
isn't there something about...
By writing, he asked who won the game.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the first football player, and you kind of lost touch with what was going on. That might be the first question you ask. Well,
and it also goes to show he's still, it's not like one of those things where he wakes up and he's like, wait, where am I? What happened? He still remembered. Yeah. Like, he knew where he was when the cardiac arrest took place, and he's still intubated. So he can't talk, but he's writing different things. He's shaking his head yes and no, and doctors have said, you can tell the lights are on. He is home. He is there. Mm-hmm. There's still a long road of recovery, and he's still considered critical condition, but there are great improvements happening.
Well, that's good to know. And I want to know, though, as you've suggested, what the real story is. But I don't think doctors can talk much about it because of the doctors, like lawyer or client privilege, doctor patient privilege. There's not going to be a lot of talk about that.
But once he comes out and says things and he gives his doctors permission to speak to the media on his behalf, I think we will get more information that will be permitted.
A lot of people are talking about, because of that, what's going on in the playoffs. Isn't the season over now and the playoffs have begun? Isn't that what I think the season, at least two of us.
The Bills-Bengals game was a pretty big deciding factor in the order of different things. So it's still interesting to see how it's going to be determined, what they're going to do. But playoffs are starting.
Mm-hmm. Here's a story about a restaurant owner who really surprised his staff. He said, they stuck by me, so I'm going to stick by them. Giving back to the employees, what a wonderful thing. This is something that happened here in Massachusetts. There's a restaurant called Toast. It's kind of a breakfast nook down in Howell, which is south of Boston on the coast. They survived COVID, and she says it's because of her employees. Hard work, dedication. So, or we could probably play Mickey Mouse Club, Mickey Mouse Club. The Disney World appeal to most everybody is going to be, that's their destination. That's their thanks.
Yeah.
She's treating the employees, say she treats us like family every day. And this lady, Jessica Travis, says, well, the feeling's mutual. I like them, and I'm going to take care of them, and so that's what we're going to do.
It's exciting, and it's not just her employees. The families get to come, too. And this is, it's not like she has all this money from her restaurant. This is an inheritance that she received, and she'd been sitting on it because she knew she wanted to do something big with it. She just couldn't figure out what that was. And then when it came to the thought of, you know what? Use it on the staff. Let's go do a big family vacation.
And so, away we go. Have a nice time. See you soon. Who's going to run the restaurant while they're down at Disney World? If they're all down at Disney World, I guess they're...
Yeah, they'll just close it. I know a lot of different mom-and-pop shop restaurants that will close for if there's a wedding or something and they want people to have a chance to go. Or a lot will, especially in Cleveland, I've seen that a lot will close for a specific week in the summer or a specific two-week period in the summer because they want everyone to be able to go and take their vacation, not worry about anybody covering their shifts. And it's great.
Yep. Coming up next, a discussion of the strike in New York City affecting a lot of people. But first, as long as we were talking about this small business, this restaurant, it reminds me that I should remind you, if you haven't taken advantage yet, and you're in that situation with the lady we're talking about, Ms. Travis, you got a small restaurant, you've got a small automobile repair shop, you got a small radio program, whatever it is. Go to COVIDpayment.com and see if you can line up with the folks that have taken advantage, other folks. The CARES Act set aside money for COVID relief, small and mid-sized businesses. This is not a loan, by the way. This is you don't have to pay it back. This is a special benefit that will help you if you helped employees like this lady did through the pandemic. COVIDpayment.com, $26,000 per employee could be part of the situation. So go to COVIDpayment.com, answer the questions that they have there for you, and then the folks who are the experts at COVIDpayment.com will take care of all of the rest, and then they take a percentage when you get paid of the funds. Your company is what you're concerned about, and you want to make this, again, like this lady is paying back with her, she's able to take care of her employees this way. Well, here's a way for you to take care of you and your employees. Maybe you take some of this money and you give a bonus to the people who worked for you through 2020 and 2021. You would take part of it for the business and part of it as a bonus. Use it any way you want to, but again, the small businesses, which there are millions of here in America, all can take advantage of this. If you have five or more employees, get in touch with COVIDpayment.com. Let them help you get this money. $26,000 per employee. Again, the web address is COVIDpayment.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
43 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So hundreds of Uber drivers, Jay, in New York, are carrying out a day-long strike. Started yesterday, goes through this morning.
And all lawsuits. Of the cabs of New York are celebrating.
Of course they are. They think this is fabulous. Good. Keep striking. Drivers were supposed to hold a rally at the Manhattan headquarters of Uber, demanding the company drop their challenge and allow the pay increase to go forward. This was a wonderful idea when it got started. Mm-hmm. It has become a nightmare. Too much government, I suppose maybe the competition in a manner of speaking. Anytime I took an Uber when they first got started, I was always very pleased. It was, the people were wonderful. They were warm and inviting. The cars were clean. It was a real difference from taking a cab.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not so much. It's like a lot of other good things that go bad. And so now all of this fussing and fighting, the government gets involved. You got to pay these guys more. Well,
and it can be scary, too, because we are hearing so many more instances of people who are just looking for victims, who are drivers.
Yeah.
And again, that's not everybody. I'm not putting everybody in a box. But we are hearing a lot more of those situations. And most of them come from these rideshare kind of things, the Ubers, the Lyfts. None of them are really coming from taxis.
Mm-mm. Now, the other thing that they are talking about, these people who are striking, they think that because the cost of everything has gone up, that they should get paid more. That happens with everybody all around. We're going to have some real challenges in the next 6 months, I think, when it comes to paying for the basics. A dozen eggs in New York is $9. One of these people said, I remember buying eggs for $2 a dozen. If we don't get paid more, how are we going to be able to afford them? Well, it has to come all the way up. If Uber is going to pay you more, then Uber has to charge the people who are riding in the car more. That's just how it works.
Certain times of day, when they have those peak hours or certain times of the evening where there's going to be more people wanting to catch a ride, say there's a concert in a specific town that's letting out, mm-hmm. it's going to be more expensive to get an Uber right after that concert lets out than, say, if you left that show early or just kind of hung around town for a few more hours.
Well, I still maintain this is a sad reality, a good idea. The cab drivers were doing a crapola job in most every city in the country. Cabs were dirty, New York especially, Los Angeles, every big city. The cab drivers don't speak English. They smoke. It's gross in the cabs. So Uber came along just at the right time to be a counter to that. And now, however many years later, was it 10, 12 years ago they started? It's become a nightmare. And the people who run, you know, think about Uber and Lyft. All it is a software company. They don't have any big buildings. They don't own anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just provide a service, a connection point between the party that wants a ride and the person that can give them a ride. That's it. And then, you know, they screened the drivers to a point, and they paid them accordingly. I know somebody used to drive for both Uber and Lyft. They were paid as the job finished, and Uber collected the money. The money for their share of the ride went into their bank account. So at the end of the day, they had all the money that they had made. They didn't have to wait for it at all. And that was a godsend for a lot of people who needed to have money right away. That was motivation. And I can remember driving with some people. I use it more in Los Angeles now. We use Lyft more. If I leave the car at my son's house and I want to go to the airport, that's how I get there. I just find it distressing that there's, I guess it's progress, right?
Yeah, the pendulum always swings. And kudos to the early investors who got in on these rideshare companies.
Oh, yeah.
Back
right.
when it was such a concept that people were like, nobody is going to want to pay to get into a stranger's car for them to mm-hmm. drop them off somewhere. That just sounds like something that's never going to go anywhere. And clearly look at it now.
Yep. So maybe we can say that. Looking at another business story from this week, Peloton, I always call them a bike company. Are they a treadmill company? What are they? It's a fitness company.
Workout okay. equipment. Mm-hmm. They have apps and instructors. You can take different classes mm-hmm. online. They are definitely, Peloton is definitely well known for their cycling. They have treadmills. I think they have a rowing one now.
So do they? Yeah. Well, they're going to have to pay $19 million as a fine settlement over the treadmill recall, according to the U.S. government. They recall their Tread Plus and Tread treadmills. A year or so ago, there were a dozen injuries. I remember the child that got killed in one of them, mm-hmm. and they charged Peloton knowingly failed to report to the Consumer Product Safety Commission these problems and the defects and the hazards and the unreasonable risk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they are now going to have to pay a $19 million fine because of that recall. So my question, as always, is where does that money go? What are they doing with the $19 million? I think that should be required as a part of the information that comes out about these fines. Okay, great. So you're doing your job, you say, to protect the public. Where's that $19 million going? Is it going to a slush fund? It goes into the general fund? What the heck? Where is that money going? Don't you want to know? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. J.J. Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Angie's List. list is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the Friday visit to Farm Food and Family, the department that's open for business right now. How would you like this circumstance to be what's going on in America? And I say this not just to farmers, but to families who depend on the farmers for their food. The Netherlands have announced they're going to shut down 3,000 farms.
Wow.
The Dutch, 3,000 farms. This is called the Great Reset. Now, as the new year begins, this is in full operation. The government is shutting down thousands of farms. This is supposedly to comply with the European Union's climate laws. The Dutch government says that they're going to force these farms to shut down for good because they are not complying with the laws that are necessary to protect us. How the hell are they going to feed their people if they shut down? This is like, this is
the
dumbest thing.
Yeah, this does not make any sense. And their
farmers are going to be made offers on their farm. The government says they're over market value. But then how are they going to then feed the population? There's been a lot of pressure from the European Union to increase the rules that require all of the countries that are members to reduce emissions. And because farmers who have cows, supposedly according to these dummies, are the problem and all of the things that come from the tractors, we'll shut the tractors off, we'll get rid of the cows, and that'll fix everything. Aye, aye, aye. So anyway, then this is a warning, by the way, from the government, so they say, to those who refuse to comply. If you don't do what the government says you're supposed to do, then we're going to shut you down. And you can imagine what the protesting is like from the farmers. Many people there, like here, have been on the land for hundreds of years, and they've used all kinds of things. The Fertilizer Reduction Act, there's a mandate, Jay, there, that requires you only use a certain amount of fertilizer. Well, there are different kinds of fertilizers, but the government's not helping any. They're just forcing people to sell. If they did that in Texas, for example, well, actually, I think there is, now that I'm going into my mind here, Texan farmers were forced to sell their property for a big, remember that super collider that was supposed to be built and it never was? They took like 30,000 acres of land away from farmers. Yes. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same sort of thing. So look out below. You can say, well, that could never happen in America. You better hope we're having a tough time now feeding everybody. And I remember saying when I first started applying my trade, that is broadcasting and farming together to do the American Family Farmer Program, I was talking about 2050 being the edge of time when we would be not able to feed ourselves, never mind be the bread basket of the rest of the world. It's coming faster than that. And it's having this climate stuff is having an impact on agriculture all around the world. Somebody's got to wake up. Yeah, if you don't have any food, people say, well, it's a catch-22. If we have bad air, we're not going to survive. And then you look at, well, if we don't have enough food, we're not going to survive, especially where the population is increasing. Does anybody have any common sense here?
Mm-mm.
No? Uh-uh.
No,
you're right.
That saying common sense is not common.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, thank you. The FDA says that they have the beginning of the new year is a new era for smarter food safety. Now, every day on this portion of the program, pretty much, Jay, we have a recall of something, some kind of food, some kind of thing in agriculture because it has been improperly handled, treated, cleaned, shipped, whatever it is. So the government is trying to deal with that by improving traceability of food. So if something is contaminated, people can learn about it more quickly. But you have to have a way to get the information to people. So I've seen one thing put forth that if you pay, the more and more people paying with groceries with credit cards, right? So your credit card information goes into their computers. And there's a sophisticated program that's being developed. Your credit card to whatever it is that you buy. So if something comes up that's contaminated and you bought it, they're going to identify you through knowing who you are from the credit card. Mm-hmm. Is that scary or not? Oh, is that the best way of doing this? This is like the traceability stuff is important, but good God, how much information are they going to have on you? That's something to watch, I think, as they try to put finalizing rules on all of this stuff. Food for thought, literally, here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.